USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The man accused of killing six of his co-workers at a Virginia Walmart before turning the gun on himself wrote, "Bullying is why he opened fire on his colleagues." It's being reported by Virginia TV stations. The suspect left a message on his cell phone. The note said he was upset about a recent change in his employment status at Walmart and claimed his co-workers were harassing him about it. Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues, as does the American treasure to support it. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is entering its 10th month as Ukraine gets more assistance from allies like the United States. While visiting a firehouse in Nantucket, Massachusetts, Thanksgiving morning and meeting with first responders, President Biden says he's committed to sending aid to Ukraine for the duration of the war.
This is no time to walk away from Ukraine. Not at all. Now, we had a lot of talk in this last election about whether the other team is going to continue to support Ukraine. Now, I still believe there's enough support there.
California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy, who's looking to become Speaker of the House in the next Congress, has promised not to send a blank check to Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 31-year-old woman was found deceased at Zion National Park in Utah after her husband reported the couple experienced symptoms of hypothermia while camping in the park. The couple were in the park's narrows section on Tuesday when they became dangerously cold. The 33-year-old husband went to look for help, but search and rescue teams determined the woman was deceased after park visitors and first responders attempted to help her. An investigation is underway. Heavy rain and urban flooding in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans today. The same storm will deliver much snow on parts of New Mexico and western Texas through the weekend. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A hit and run on the freeway in Maryland has taken the life of a teenager. Victoria Idoni reports from the nation's capital.
A 19-year-old pedestrian was killed in a hit-and-run crash on I-95 South around 2 a.m. Thursday in Aberdeen, Maryland. Three pedestrians were putting gas in a car on the shoulder of the road when a white sedan with tinted windows veered onto the shoulder and struck them. Guillermo Che of Philadelphia was pronounced dead at the scene, and the others, whom police have not identified, were transported to an area hospital. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
Iran's news agency reported Iranian police arrested a former international soccer player, Voria Ghafouri, who backed the ongoing protests against Iran's regime. His arrest comes amid scrutiny of the conduct of Iran's national team in Qatar, who refused to sing their national anthem in solidarity with anti-government protests. Jeremy Lawrence is a spokesman with the United Nations Human Rights Office.
We urge the authorities to address the people's demands for equality, dignity, and rights instead of using unnecessary or disproportionate force to suppress the protest.
Three football games were played on Thanksgiving. Buffalo beat Detroit by 3, Dallas over New York Giants by 8, and Minnesota down New England by 7. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.